and stuff. Listen, we may never have a choir. Please. I'd rather have some blind gypsies and monkeys turning them little cranks. Playing a juice harp. Sitting on a bench, a wooden bench. I'm trying to set a picture here. Can y'all see the picture? I'd rather have, you know, that than the compromise. You better learn how to get, the Bible says, make melody in your heart to the Lord. If you ain't got no song in the heart, you'll be upset at Pastor Clark's voice. Come on, you would if you know that. Listen, it ain't about that. Then, see, people want ministry. Ministry is all about performance. We ain't talking about ministry. We talking about life. Because now if it's all about ministry, all you can judge me on is my performance. What about my life? That's what's wrong now. Everybody judging performance. Boy, they really did. Boy, did you see them? They came out, they had their robes sweating. And all kind of devils under them robes. And they did, ooh, look at the choir. Look at them. And everybody on the keyboard. And they living this like hell. And everybody that's happy. And the pastor, homosexual. And they got two kids over here by Sister Blue Shoe and Brother Round Hat. And Deacon Fry sleeping with somebody else. And all, boy, but we got, look at the numbers we got. Forget all that. Come on now, let's be real. Come on, say, keep it real. Keep it real. I don't want all that. Been there, seen that mess. God gonna judge all that stuff. He gonna judge it all, man. We want to live a life like sauerkraut. Well, God know my heart. Yeah, he know that we ain't submit our heart to him. Can y'all take this? Can you take this? He started telling them, listen, did you go down to verse 12 yet?
No.
Listen to this. Watch. Listen.
Judah has cheated on God. A sickening violation of trust in Israel and Jerusalem.
Judah, or the leaders, the people, had cheated on God.
Amen.
Read, watch, listen.
Judah has desecrated the holiness of God by falling in love and running off with foreign women.
Now the story really coming out. Because if we read early up on in that chapter, what was happening in the verse chapter 2, and we're going to read a little bit more, that Judah, or the people, they were really saying, God, you really don't love us. Come on now. The people were complaining to God. Most of the time people come to church, they say, Lord, when you going to give me this? And God say, oh, you got all that whining and sniveling coming before me, whining and stuff. And because God wasn't giving them that stuff, then they start trying to bring indictment against God. See, God, you don't love us. God, you don't love us. Because you ain't gave us all that stuff yet. And I say, God, the prophet began to tell him, no, that ain't what the problem. The problem is this. Judah, the priest. You're dealing treacherous. First, you disconnected from God. You're not honoring God. Now you're not honoring your service that you've been called to do. You've been called to be a minister, but you can't. You're going to give God sloppy everything and expect to carry a title. Listen, don't let titles impress you. Every monkey can get a title. Anybody can get a title. You can get one off the internet. You can just self-proclaim something. Don't let them, I don't care, they can come and say, I'm Archbishop Cuckooberry, or I am Minister Reverend. Or, listen, that stuff, don't let that stuff impress y'all. What you ask them this. What's your relationship like with your covering and with your spouse? If they can't answer them in a positive, don't you let them Negroes or white folks or Italians or whoever they be lay them hands on you.
Amen.
Now you go home, all of a sudden you want to beat your wife. You don't get